Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do exalt the Lord on tonight because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Amen. And we come on tonight, amen, just to lift him up. Amen. We come to lift him higher. Amen. Glory to God. Because truly, people of God, he's worthy. He's deserving of all the praises. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would yet not be enough to give him praise. Amen. Glory to God, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting. Truth endureth unto all generations. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you and have come to join us tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Grateful that you made the sacrifice to come out and be with us. Grateful, grateful, grateful that you made space in your schedule. Amen. To come and fellowship with us on tonight. Amen. Truly, God is doing great things here at the Prayer News Network Global. And people of God, we just give him thanks. We just give him praise. Amen, Jesus, and we just want to say welcome. Thank you, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. From wherever you're listening from, we just want to welcome you. Amen, Jesus, as of our last report. Amen, Jesus, now broadcasting in 48 countries. Amen, 48 countries, people of God, and the Lord continues to do the work. Amen. Nothing that we can boast about. Amen, because truly it's all the Lord's doing. We're just grateful to be used by God. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. At one time we could list all of our countries. Amen. But we're not able to do that now. Amen. Just give God thanks. We just give him praise. Amen. Jesus, for you. Amen. From wherever you're tapping in to the Prayer News Network, listen, we want to let you know that we appreciate you and we thank God for you. We pray on tonight that you are intentional in your coming. Amen. We pray on tonight that you didn't just come to come. Amen. But that you came to get something from the Lord. Amen. Because people of God, he's well able. He's well able to perform it on tonight. Amen. So we pray that you've come with your faith. Amen. We pray that you've come with your expectancy on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't want you to just come, amen, and be a passive listener, but we want you to come with your faith, glory to God, and as the word goes forth, amen, as the prayer goes forth, we want you to connect. We want you to connect up. Yes, sir. Amen. We want you to connect. Amen. Glory be to God. And get what you need from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. The song says, got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God again. Because he's well able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Amen. So what you want the Lord to do tonight, people of God, put it on your mind. Amen. Put it on your mind. Amen. Put it on, just put it on your mind. Put it in your spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. And let us watch God, amen, manifest it on tonight. Amen. According to his divine will. So we give God thanks. We give God praise yet again on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, listen, while you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and turn around now and invite someone else to come on in. Amen. Tell someone else to come on in. Be a part of the broadcast with you on tonight. Invite them to come, come, come. Tell them to come, come, come. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in and be a part. Amen. And hear what the Lord is doing. Amen. And see what the Lord is doing. Amen. Just jump on one of those group texts. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And just tell them, come on and join me. I'm over here at the PNN. Tell them to come on and join me. Amen. Listen, you don't even have to look the number up. We're going to give the number to you. That number is 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. Tell them to come on in, people of God. Tell them to come on in. Amen. So we give God thanks again for each and every one of you, those that have dialed in. We thank God for you. Those that are listening by radio, amen, we thank God for you as well. Listen, we also want to let you know that you can go out to our Prayer News Network page, amen, and you can listen to the live broadcast there, or you can go out to our Rehab Prayer Group 52, Rehab Prayer Group 52, amen, Jesus. You can go out there and listen to the broadcast live as well. Amen. Listen, people of God, you can get a copy of this broadcast afterwards. Amen. We can send it directly to your phone, or we can send it to you via WhatsApp. Amen. Or we can send it to you via Messenger. Amen. However you want it, we can send it to you. Amen. Or you can just go out to either one of those platforms and listen to it. Amen. Listen, people of God, when you listen to it, amen, as you're blessed, we just ask that you bless someone else. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, when something is good to you, you just want to share it. Isn't that right? That's right. Amen. So as you listen and you're blessed, people of God, share it with someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Because, as we always say, the word that you send, amen, just may save somebody's life. Amen. It may. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to certainly send that word out. Amen. And bless someone else. Glory to God. We just want to thank God tonight for, I thank God for all, amen, Jesus, of our listeners. And thank God for our leaders. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. Thanking God for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, thanking God for him and the legacy that he left in the earth, thanking God for our founding mother, amen, Jesus' mother, Carrie James, amen, First Family, thanking God for them, thanking God tonight for our senior apostle, glory be to God, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God tonight, amen, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, and thanking God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking God for all of the advisors, amen, all of the advisors that the Lord has called to this work to help keep it moving forward, amen, Jesus, glory to God, a team of people from several ministries, but they availed themselves, glory to God, to help this work move forward. And we are grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God, because this is just not a one-man show. Amen. But listen, people of God, it takes all hands on deck. All hands on deck. Amen. To keep this work moving forward. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Again, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. Amen. Teachers. Glory be to God, the full body, amen, that comes to this broadcast, amen, Jesus, their prayers are in support of this work of the Lord. So we thank God, amen, for them. Thank them for availing themselves, amen, to come and be a part. Thank God for all of our speakers. The Lord sent us, amen, here to this platform. We just thank God. I'm telling you, people of God, He's been sending the cream of the crop. He sends the cream of the crop, amen, to this platform. And we are so grateful for it, people of God. So grateful for the yes, amen, Jesus, at the leading of the Lord, amen, to come and bless the nations. Oh, yeah, blessing the nations. 48 countries, yes, blessing the nations, amen. So we give God thanks and praise. And we want to say again to all of our international listeners, thank you for your input. Thank you for letting us know that you are blessed by the broadcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just give God thanks and praise for you. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For our prayer warriors. Amen. Glory to God. Group of women that the Lord is certainly raising up, pulling together on the line. Amen, to just keep the PNN before the Lord. Amen, keeping the PNN before the Lord, and they avail themselves, amen, to go forth in prayer. Amen. So we thank God for them. Amen, those that are here, those that are yet to come. Amen. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. We are so excited on tonight. Glory to God. We're so excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you for getting those text messages out. And for those that are yet coming in, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We want to let you know you're in the right place. Yes, you are. You're in the right place. Amen. You're in the right place. Amen. For a blessing tonight. You're in the right place. Glory to God to receive what you need from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God as you're continuing to come in. Amen. Jesus, we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God. Go ahead and prepare your heart and prepare your minds on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We're, amen, a little winded here. Amen, Jesus. So I think we're going to have to call one of our advisors, amen, to come and bless the line on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Minister Emmanuel, if you're available, glory to God, if you could come over on the platform, if you're in place, amen, that you can, amen. If you're not, just shoot me a text message, glory be to God, and we'll get, amen, glory be to God, someone to come and bless the line tonight, amen, glory be to God, okay, you're in place. And listen, people of God, what we're going to do, amen, Jesus, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to have the man of God come and bless the line tonight. Amen, Jesus. And listen, immediately after the man of God blesses the line, we want to go ahead and set the program up. Amen. So after the man of God blesses the line, Minister Emmanuel, glory be to God, we're going to ask, amen, our soloist tonight.
The recording has started.
Minister Tanique Mott, amen, we're going to be blessed and sung by her on tonight. Glory be to God. And then after the solo tonight, people of God, we want you to get yourselves ready. Amen. We have a man of God. He's no stranger to this line. Amen. He's been here with us several times before. Amen. Blessed us, blessed us, blessed us. Amen. Listen, we want you to get in expectation for what you need from the Lord. Amen. Again, as we said, we want you to be intentional. Glory be to God. We want you to get, amen, your blessing tonight. We want you to get your hearts ready. Amen. We're going to Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God. Nassau, Bahamas, by way of Vision of God Outreach Ministry. Glory be to God. We are speaking tonight. Amen. The man of God. Amen. Pastor Howard Mott. So after our prayer, amen, and sanctifying the line, amen, we're going to be blessed and solo by Minister Tanique Mott, amen. And then immediately after her, people of God, get ready for the word. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. If you would sanctify the line for us, amen, and let us be prepared to be blessed. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, amen, woman of God. Amen. God bless you to all the people of God this night. We're so grateful to have you, amen, tuning into this broadcast. Amen. We just thank God for all things that have been said and done. Amen. We hope that you feel welcome. Amen. And feel free to worship the Lord tonight in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're here. Amen. I do apologize. My phone got cut off. Amen. But we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We want to pray because we know, God, man, the devil is already defeated. God is exalted, and Jesus is Lord, and he's still on the throne. Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you for another opportunity just to give your name glory. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory right now. We thank you for thou has already given us the victory. We have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father God, we praise you right now. We thank you. We glorify you. Father God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor that is due unto your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we come to you right now, Lord. Oh God, we give you glory tonight. Oh God, we give you praise. We thank you for how you kept us. You kept us all day long, God. You kept our hearts and our minds stayed on you. Lord, you kept us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you touched us this morning with your finger of love. You caused us to rise. And we rose this morning. We didn't have no doubt about you. Oh God, you clothed us, God. You touched our minds, God. You touched our bodies, God. You've given us activity of our limbs. Blood running warm in our bodies. Oh, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We glorify you right now, Lord. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for your Holy Ghost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now, God, that you would look down on us today. Oh, God, look on us right now. Oh, God, as we come before you tonight, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would search our heart, Lord. We pray right now, God, that you would shine your light from heaven down on our souls. You find anything that should not be. We pray that you would take it out tonight. Take it out by the root, Lord. Lord. Oh, God, we pray you save us. Save us to the utmost, Lord. Help us to do thy will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. Just one touch from you, Lord. We'll make everything all right. Touch us tonight, Lord Jesus. Touch our minds. Touch our heart, Lord. Touch our spirit man tonight. Oh, Jesus. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Lord, we asking you tonight. Renew us in the spirit of our minds. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send a fresh anointing, oh God, send a fresh anointing our way, let your anointing destroy every yoke tonight, every yoke of bondage, every yoke of sickness tonight, let it be destroyed, because of your anointing, oh Jesus, we need power, send your power tonight, power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, we need a mighty move of God tonight. We need the Holy Ghost to come on in the room. Lord, take over tonight. Jesus. Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we're depending on you. We're leaning on you tonight, Lord. Move yourself out the way so you can have your way. You get the glory tonight. You be glorified. Be glorified in our bodies, be glorified in our spirit, be glorified down in our souls, everything we say or do, you get the glory tonight, in the name of Jesus, you get the glory, Lord, all the glory is yours, all the honor is yours tonight, in the name of Jesus, we'll give you the praise, we'll lift you up, we'll bless your name, we'll magnify you in the name of Jesus. For you are worthy, and you're worthy to be praised. Your name and your name alone is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is worthy. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is your name in all the earth. There is none like you tonight. There is nobody else that can do what you can do. There's nobody else that can save our soul. Nobody else that can cleanse us, oh God. No one else can forgive our sins. Nobody but you, Lord. You're the only one tonight that can save a man. You're the only one tonight that can change a man's heart. You're the only one tonight that can forgive the sins of the world and blot out our iniquity. There's none like you tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord, we worship you tonight, in spirit and in truth, have your way, Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord. Do as you see fit. God, do as you please. Oh, God, send anointing across the airway tonight. Let your virtue go out. Let your virtue, oh, God, go into every home, every workplace, in every automobile, wherever your people may be today. In the mighty name of Jesus, send your healing power. Oh, God, you got healing, healing in your hands, the hands of Jesus, they're healing hands, oh God, heal tonight, oh God, set the captive free, deliver them that are bound, save the unsaved, reclaim the backslider, draw the souls of men unto you, oh God, we lift you up tonight, you say you will draw all men, God, we come to lift you up, we come to exalt your name, we come to bless your name tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, send forth your word, anoint your word tonight, anoint your man of God, anoint your servant tonight, oh Jesus, see your anointing tonight, move in power and demonstration, oh God, move, move in a great way, send a mighty move of God tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know that you're able, Lord. God, even look on our soloist tonight. Oh, God, to come forth and sing. Sing the praises of God. Oh, God, sing your anointing, God. Oh, God, move, oh, God, through the airwaves tonight. Oh, God, draw the soul unto repentance. Save a lost soul tonight. Oh, God, reach that soul that's on the brink. Reach that soul, God, that's on the verge of giving up. Reach that soul that's on the verge, God, of throwing in the towel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rescue them tonight, God. Rescue them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you can do it. We know that you're willing and you're able. Oh, God, according to our faith, be it unto us tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless the Prayer News Network. God, we pray that you will continue to bless this outreach ministry. Oh, God, let the word of God go forth. Oh, God, let your word penetrate the hearts of men in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word encourage the people, God. Encourage us tonight, God. Oh, God, raise us up tonight. Cause us to sit in heavenly places. Cause us to be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. We shall be, oh God, the lenders and not the borrowers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory tonight. Father God, we pray that you look on the visionary of this Prayer News Network. Father God, look on the visionary, God. We pray that you will continue to touch her, God. Touch her tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, touch her body right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, anoint her with strength. Anoint her, God. Oh, God, help her to do thy will. Oh, God, we pray that you will quicken her mortal body tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you be glorified, you be pleased. Oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory. We'll sing, we'll shout, we'll rejoice in your holy word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember us in a special way. Oh, God, even as we go through this service, this power, God, we pray that you will do a new thing, even in the lives of your people. Oh, God, we give you praise tonight. We believe you for great things. We count it done. This prayer we pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Praise God. We want to, amen, bring our soloist over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's see. I believe the phone is on mute.
Hallelujah. 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 Magnify the Lord tonight. He is indeed worthy of the praise. He is indeed worthy of the glory. It's a blessing to be on tonight to minister in song. I hope this song blesses your heart tonight. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful for the blood of Jesus. I'm just grateful for the Lord tonight. He is so worthy. He is so awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope you be blessed. In Jesus' name. Thou blessed, thou changed, so it was the blood that gave me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, God in reaching to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Yes, it does, the blood that gives me strength from day. Today, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my care. It was the blood that gives me strength
trumpet today. It's a and oh, thank God it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Yes, it does, the blood that gives me strength.
Tonight, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can everyone hear me? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. We hear you, man of God. We hear you. Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy God is great in all the earth. Amen. I bless and I praise and I magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
we hear you loud and clear. Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, I'm coming to you, amen, from the Bahamas. Amen, one of the 700 islands of the Bahamas. And Nassau, Bahamas, the capital of the Bahamas. Vision of God, Outreach, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church Worldwide Incorporated. Amen, Jesus, and truly this is indeed a privilege on tonight to be with you and bring greetings, amen, Jesus, and respect, amen, Jesus, on behalf of the whole church, and I just want to bring greetings and respect, amen, Jesus, to the Apostle Darrell Taylor, amen, Jesus, to Apostle James, amen, Jesus, Higgins, give respect, amen, to Bishop K.A. Tanner, to Bishop Melvin Williams, and to all the sons of God around the world. Truly, this is indeed an honor and a privilege to be on this platform tonight to declare the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is king over all the world. And truly, God has been great, amen, Jesus, even in this nation to us. And I praise and I magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to bring you a simple word on tonight, amen, Jesus, that will encourage you, amen, Jesus, how to tap into the wealth of God. Just want to bring you a word that you may understand, amen, Jesus, that if you trust God, then the Lord Jesus Christ will see you through. My topic is taken tonight from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. And the word of the Lord declared, he that lendeth to the poor, amen, Jesus, he that had pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he had given will be paid again. Oh, my God, I pray, oh, God, even on tonight, oh, God, for this word of God, I pray, oh, God, the heirs of the hearer, oh, God, in every nation, oh, God, upon the face of the earth, oh, God, that this word will go forward, oh, God, to humble us even in a greater way to your will and to your way. And I pray, oh, God, that even on tonight as we hear this word of God, that the angel of Almighty God will move, oh, God, from the midst of the golden candlestick. Oh, God, I bind the will of the enemy. I come against every dark force. I come against, oh, God, the Ungerman. I come against the witchcraft wakers. I come against every evil, oh, God, and every dark and unclean spirit by the mighty name of Jesus. I come against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. I cast you down by the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to the belly of hell. And I curse even your steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray, oh, God, that on tonight, that you will loose, oh God, in the midst of us, oh God, even the windows of heaven. And God, that you will pour us, oh God, a great and a mighty blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And even as I come to you, amen, Jesus, on tonight, with the word of God, amen, Jesus, even in your hearing, I would have you to understand by the word of God, amen, Jesus, how we can become rich by the word of God. The word of God declared, amen, Jesus, he that lendeth unto the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And when I look around, amen, Jesus, and the things that are happening around the world, even now in the midst of this pandemic, amen, Jesus, we have the major corporations of the world, amen, Jesus, Pfizer, amen, Jesus, and all of the other factories and pharmaceutical companies that are around the world that are making billions and billions and billions of dollars, amen, Jesus, even of this pandemic, amen, Jesus, with their vaccine, with their masks, with their oxygen, amen, Jesus, even with everything that they're doing, even their PA garments in the hospital, they're making millions and millions of dollars, amen, Jesus, and not understanding, amen, Jesus, the word of the Lord declared that he that led it to the Lord, amen, Jesus, so even when you look at them, amen, Jesus, and what they're doing, amen, Jesus, they're sitting on their profit, and they're sitting them in banks all over the world. But the word of the Lord said, declares that he that lendeth to the poor, amen, Jesus, he shall become rich. When I look at the word of God on tonight, amen, Jesus, there are many, amen, Jesus, men of God, when the days of old that stood in the word of God and understand what God was saying in the earth, and they learned through the word of God on how to be blessed. When I look, amen, Jesus, even as the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, one man in the book of Acts, chapter 10, by the name of Cornelius, the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that he did so much good for the poor and the destitute, that the word of the Lord declared unto him, O Cornelius, thy alms have come up unto God. So the word of God declared, amen, Jesus, with not him trying to be seen by men, not him trying to blow up, trumpet, not him trying to be caught up, amen, Jesus, in the media of his day, but the word of the Lord declared, because he helped the poor and the destitute, the word of the Lord declared, now his amp had came up, and that which he had done for the poor and the destitute had came up before the Lord. The word of the Lord declared that once God saw it, he sent the angel Gabriel, the messenger and the voice of Almighty God, to come down to him, amen, Jesus, not just that Cornelius, amen, will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, but the word of the Lord declared that his whole house, and the word of the Lord declared, and he made a way, and he sent Peter to declare the word of God unto him, and he said unto him, O Lord, we cannot go, amen, Jesus, unto those that are defiled. And the word of the Lord declared that God had to speak to Peter to let him know that call not that which I call clean, unclean. And God gave him a word, and he went to the house of Cornelius, and because of the alms of Cornelius, of giving up the poor, his whole household was saved. And you set up, amen, Jesus, that if you invest in God, there shall be a return. And the word of God declared, amen, Jesus, even in the word of God, in the days of old, there is a king, amen, Jesus, a prophet, and a man of God, amen, by the name of Elijah. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, amen, Jesus, the word of the Lord declared, amen, that God spoke a word unto the prophet, and he told the prophet, he said, listen, it shall rain, amen, Jesus, it shall not rain for 7 years. And the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that after some 3.5 years, the prophet was out in the desert, and God fed him on a daily basis. The word came and gave him food to eat, and after that he was able by the brook of water to drink. But after that God dried up the brook, amen, Jesus, that he move on and not get comfortable by that place. And the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that he went, amen, Jesus, even into Sapphira, and he met the lady, amen, Jesus, and when he went to the widow, he said unto her, he said, feed me. And the word of the Lord declared, she said, not so, O man of God, but she said, am I and my son must eat first, and then we shall die. But because she obeyed the voice of the man of God, and the word of the Lord said, declared that he Amen, Jesus, that shall give even a prophet a glass of water in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet reward. When the Lord declared that even as she gave the man of God just a simple morsel of food, what God said, protects 3.5 years, a flower not always dry. God showed you right the word of God that if you bless the man of the people of God, that you shall be blessed. And I think about this word of God on tonight, and I think about people all around the world that are investing millions and millions of dollars in lotto tickets. Folks that are going to the casino in Vegas, folks are going to this casino in Red China, folks are going to the casino in Australia and investing millions and millions of dollars, losing some of them their whole life saving. But they refuse to invest into the people of God. They refuse to invest into the poor and the destitute. When I look at the word of God, even on tonight, I look at folks that around the world, even that are hiding their monies in tax haven countries like the Cayman Islands, the Isle of Man. They're hiding in, amen, Jesus, in Bermuda, and they're hiding in Dubai, all of these countries, and they are not investing in God. And every now and again, God has to visit them to show them that he rules in the kingdom of man. So I'm saying to you on tonight, people of God, that in order for you to be blessed, you have to remember the poor. You have to remember those that are destitute. You have to remember those that need help. You have to remember those that are the downfall of society. Because a lot of time when we look around, folks don't just have drug habits, but folks are hooked on mental issues. Folks a hook on all different types of drugs, and they need help. Because the word of the Lord declared, blessed are the poor in spirit, amen, Jesus. And he declared that God said, even in his word, that he will look after them. And when I look at the word of God, even on tonight, and I look into the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, even this in the word of God, he said, listen, cast your bread upon the waters, and many days it shall turn unto you. Give me tonight in a simple word of God. Whatever you do for the poor, you are lending unto the Lord. And there are times even in your life God will try you. Whether it be a brother on the corner, whether it be one that is hooked on drugs, whether it be even a poor child, the Lord will try you and in just the same you will help the poor. And he said even in his word, he said, be not a child to entertain strangers, because otherwise you are entertaining his angels. And he said, even in this world, that even in heaven, his angels, amen, Jesus, even behold the little children. And I'm saying to you on tonight, even if the world are in a major pandemic, I'm saying to the church of God that we must become more compassionate. We must be able to help those that are in need of help. Because a lot of times what happened, there are the handicapped folks, there are folks that are blind, there are folks that are deaf, and the word of God said we must help them. And when you look even in the word, it says that, amen, Jesus, even when you planted a field, that you must leave the edge for the poor and the destitute. And I'm saying to you, even on tonight, even when you cook in your homes, you must no longer just cook a meal for you and your family. Instead of you just cooking, put another pot with a size measurement for your family, you must now gather a new pot that you will cook a big pot. And if you cook it, what the Lord declares, if you do it, then the Lord will make a way whereby they will come. Because even when you read in the word of God, in the book of Matthew, it declares that in the days of old, when Jesus was in the earth, and he declared, amen, Jesus, when the disciple came to him, he said, Master, these folks have had spiritual food all day. They heard the word of God. And he said, Master, send them away that they may eat. And the word of the Lord declared that there was a lot. Amen, Jesus, said, you must feed them. And they're trying to figure out how can we feed over 5,000 children. But the Lord declared them because there was a lot. Amen, Jesus, and he cooked the Lord and he blessed it. And I'm saying to you today, if you remember the poor, then God will bless you. Hear me on tonight. There's a lot of time that folks want fiery sermons, and they want to hear how they can be blessed. They want to hear how they can be rich. They go from revival to revival. They go from prophets to evangelists. They go from pastors. They go from church to church, and even they read everything is about them. But I'm reminding you tonight, saints of living God, I'm reminding you tonight that you must remember the poor. You must remember the destitute. You must remember the downtrodden. And the word of God said, Jesus said, you must also remember when he spoke, amen, Jesus, to the children of Israel in the days of old. He taught, amen, Jesus, even to Joshua, that you must remember the poor. You must remember that you was also a soldier. So even as we came to this Western Hemisphere, there are folks in the midst of us that have came from many African nations. There are folks in the Americas that have came from many European nations. Whether you came from Germany, you came from France, and if you're in South America, you came from the Latin word, which is Spanish word. So in every nation where we are upon the face of the earth, I'm saying to you tonight with a simple word that you must remember the poor and the destitute. You must not set a stumbling block before the blind. You must not, even Jesus, set your ears or curse at the dumb. You must not curse at the deaf, because God that is watching from heaven will hear you. So I'm saying to you tonight, even Jesus, even when you have close substance, even when you have financial gain, yes, I'm saying to you, there are times that you cannot take a $20, you cannot take a $50 and put it in the hand of someone that is hooked on illegal drugs. But you must remember, if you get them a meal, if you get them a drink of water, if you must remember, if you put a suit of clothes on their bodies, it will bring about a change on that individual. And the word about the cloth, even in the book of Acts, it was talking about a man, even Jesus, that was a Samaritan. And the word about the cloth, that this man, even Jesus, as he was going by, he saw even Jesus, and this man saw that Jesus, even Jesus, and the priest came. We have folks sitting up in the crowd, folks sitting up high, and all they're doing is just collecting, 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 and they're not giving back to the poor. But the word of God declares that when the Samaritan, one that was rejected, one that was considered an outcast, and many poor, powerless, and he saw the poor, went left the cliff, and he took the poor, and he put him on his donkey, and he took him into the inn, and he told the man, he said, what over the bill is, pay the bill. And I'm saying to you tonight, in a simple word of God, folks, we have to remember the poor. And all that we have done in the house of God, yes, to pay the church rent. Yes, we have spiraled people to be grateful to God. Yes, every day we sing the beautiful songs of heaven. Yes, we have some of the most beautiful prayer. But the word of the Lord declares, we remember the poor. Folks, I'm saying to you, if you are going to effectively preach the word of God, the word of God says, here is pure religion, that if you remember the poor and those that are shedding, that you will remember the children of the widow, if you will remember those that are castrated, if you will remember those at the John Trent of life. Folks, there are people right around us, right next door to you, that are hungry. There are folks right next door to you that are troubling their minds. And sometimes all they need from you is just a little love. Sometimes all they need from you is just a hot meal. And I'm saying to you tonight, since all over the world, we need to help the poor. I'm saying to you tonight, you have to understand that we're always in the scrum, we're always in the sun, we're always in the hallelujah, in the glory of God, in the glory of God. But it's in the simple just going out and helping the poor. It's a simple just time, sometime when you see the drug addict standing on the corner, and I'm saying to you, just carry him a meal. Just sit down with him and hear how he get in such a state. Because you got to remember from whence you came. You wasn't always with Christ. You wasn't always in that perfection. But there was stage in your life when you were down in your life. There was stage in your life then you didn't know where another dollar was coming from. What God did is that he raised up people that they may bless you. When you even read in the word of God, after Elijah gone, Elijah came. And the word of the Lord declared that every year he will pass to a place where a woman was. And the word of the Lord declared that the Shemite woman, who kept her house year after year, and she set up a whole apartment for him. She had everything in there. And the man of God was touched by such compassion. The man of God was touched by such generosity. And the word of God declared that the man of God asked the family, he said, listen, he said to the prophet, he said, look around in this house and see what she needs. Because he was touched by the way the woman went above and beyond
You have to understand that he did not have monetary gain to give to the woman, but he said, look, see what she needs. And the woman came to him and said, listen, by this time next year, thou shall have a son. And the woman, because she did not understand what she was dealing with, she didn't understand how committed this man was to God. Because what she did, she made him comfortable. She made him, amen, Jesus, that he didn't have to focus on nothing else but to do the will of God. And I'm saying to you, you have to be focused. You have, amen, Jesus, to be the place where you help others. And I'm saying to you, you can do it in the will of God. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can help people that are in need. Yes, you can be stand for these people. For some time, I'm telling you, folks right around you, and all they just need is for you to reach out for them. Yes, I understand this is a COVID situation. But if you listen, a lot of times, they're trying to get us afraid. They're trying to get us to help one another. They're telling you don't give folks a ride in your car. But I'm saying to you, yes, give them a ride sometimes. If you have enough space, amen, Jesus, put on a mask. If you're afraid, then amen, Jesus, spray your car. But you still have to have compassion. You cannot allow the devil in this time, people of God, you cannot allow the devil to allow you not to become compassionate. You cannot allow the devil, because the row that is going on, we're not hugging anymore. We're not greeting one another no more. But if you could just give them a kind word, it will help the poor. If you could just give them an inspiration that will carry them on for another day. If you could just inspire them in some way. You know what I'm saying to you? All of these are things that in the midst of the pandemic, that you can still reach out to people. If you can still just get a grocery package together and help the poor. You don't have to go in their house. You don't have to be a gossiper. But you can just leave whatever it is at the door and let them know that you were there. Let them show them that you love them. You understand? So we don't have to wait on the government, amen, Jesus, to do these things. Because a lot of times, even when you look at the government, they do it with motive. It's for political gains. It's for political brownies. But I'm saying to you, by the word of God, if you lend it to the poor, you lend it unto the Lord. He told you in his word, he said, if you cast your bread upon many waters, it will come back to you. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't know many over here, but if you listen to me tonight, I was grown up by my old grandmother. My grandmother always tell me, she said, son, listen to me. She said, whatever you do, do not treat people bad, because you don't know where life going to carry you. She said, son, whatever you do, see when you can help someone, because it might not come back to you, but it will come back to your children. And if you read in the word of God, you will see, amen, Jesus, when David was about to get out of here, the king of Lebanon came to his son Solomon. He said, listen, I remember what your father did for me. And I'm saying to you, people of God, yes, you may help people and you mightn't see it now. Sometimes you help people and they're grateful. Sometimes you help people and they're dying and they deceive you. But the word of God declares, it says, blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and revile you and use you despitefully and deceitfully. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great shall be your reward in heaven. And folks, if you go to the book of Job and you read the story of Job, you'll find out that Job was a giver. You'll find out that Job said, my God, I can't understand how all of these things happened to me, because I helped the poor. I didn't see the widow children go, and I didn't feed them. He said, I didn't see the men and the children in the street, and I did not help them. Did not I help them at work? Because they couldn't understand. But you have to understand, it was the plan of the enemy to make Job bitter. It was the plan of the enemy to make Job stop giving. But when he acknowledged that there was a God, the word of the Lord declared, because of his giving, God did not only just restore to him, but everything that he had in life, God doubled it. Folks, if you read in the word of God declares that we shall see what? 60 and 10. But if you read the story of Job, because he was a giver, the word of God declared that he lived 140 years. So even the lifespan of his life, because of giving, double. I'm saying to you tonight, I'm excited about this. I'm excited to give. I'm excited that I will help those that are in need. The whole thing about us. And I'm telling you, folks, you don't have to grab the media. It's sad. I'm telling you, it's sad. Notice I'm not going to give folks kids, getting like 50, 60 bags, and they grab the million from this side, they grab the million from that side. But the word of God said, when you do it, amen, Jesus, don't sound an alarm. Don't ring a bell. But if you do it from the sincerity of your heart, I promise you, by the word of God, God will not allow you to go down. Abraham was a giver. Abraham was such a giver, till when he got to a place with his son, his nephew Lot, and the lion was before them. And because he was such a giver, he gave his nephew the opportunity, you must pick the lion. And because Lot looked at the lion, and it seems to be green, he took the green lion. And Abraham went across to the wilderness. And because he trusts God, God brought him over it. God told him, he said, listen, seed shall be like the sand of the sea. It shall not be numbered by number. And if you look in the earth today, some of the wealthiest nations in the earth today, among our Arab brothers, among, amen, Jesus, the Jewish heritage, they are the trillionaires of the earth because of their father Abraham. I'm saying to you today, folks, if you want to be blessed, do not take your money and carry it to the lotto. Do not take your money, amen, Jesus, and put it in all of these stocks and bonds. Put some there, but Jesus, help the poor. Help the poor people that are around you. Wherever they see you are in the face of the earth, I guarantee you there is a slum. I guarantee you there's a ghetto. I guarantee you there's a hurt. Even though in your nation it might be under another name. But there's a place where folks are hurting. There's a skid row. There's a south side. You know what I'm saying to you? There's an east side. There's a west side where folks have been abandoned. There's a skid row where folks have been abandoned. But God is saying to you tonight, come over to your big pretty churches. Come over to your pretty cathedrals. Come from behind your pulpit and go to the street and reach the poor and the destitute. And the greatest example we have is Jesus. With all the place that was in the days of old, he could have been born. He could have been born in Herod's palace. He could have been born in Caesar's palace. He could have been born in Pilate's palace. But the word of the Lord declared that this man, Jesus, was born in a manger. In an old, dirty, and old stink place. Just for me and you. And he said that he became poor that we may become rich. And I'm saying to you tonight, people of God, under the sound of my voice around the world, I'm saying to you tonight that you will go from this message on tonight, come from behind your pretty pulpits, take off your pretty robes, and hit the street and try to reach the poor and the destitute. Go in the places where the gunshots are being fired. Go in the places where the pimps and the prostitutes are standing on the corner. Go in the place where the children are playing on the parks. And aside to go on the parks because the drug dealers are taking over the parks. Go in the parks where the police don't really know how to control crime. They need your help. Your sons and daughters that have come from our loins, some of our loins, that have been caught up in the system. The word of the Lord declares that when I was in prison, did you come and visit me? So we must now go into the prisons. We must now go into the old folks' home. Folks, I'm telling you, there are folks in the old folks' homes that were 50 and 70 and 80 and 90 hand on to hundreds and have not accepted Jesus Christ. And all of their life, they lived their life as if it was their life. Now in the time of death, they need to hear the word of God. God has placed them there. So that we will arise and go into these old folks. So that we will arise and go into the mental institution and declare the glory of God. Do you hear me today, folks? And you just can't say, Lord, send me to these big places. Send me to these big cathedrals. And send me where folks are sending beautiful souls. And send me where folks are dressed nice, air conditioned, and good. Do you hear me tonight, people of God? But we must now go down in the valleys and sit on the block and sit on all pink buckets. You hear me tonight? We must now go into these crack houses and declare the word of God to these people. We must look for the poor and the destitute. So the gospel is not just for you. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the glory that is there is for you to find the glory. Because he said that a city that is set on a hill cannot be high. And the justice that is down on the inside of you is not really for you, but it's for you to carry it to others. Do you hear me tonight? There are boys and girls that need to hear the gospel. And it's so sad. You understand? When you hear the stories, how these young boys are molested in boys and girls club by demonic folks that are educated and have finance, but don't want nothing to do with God. Pedophiles and child molesters. This is the time now that we must arise. Keep it tonight. Carry this gospel. Who is going to do it? Who is going to carry this gospel? He told us, he gave us the commission. He said, go into all the world and preach this word. He told us that we must go to every nation. And sometimes even if we don't cannot travel, I'm telling you, even if you have a Facebook, I'm telling you folks, there must no longer now that you must just have these sites and talk in foolishness. There is no longer time, but the sites that you visit, there must be a part of the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be a will to expand the gospel. Even if you come under attack of the satanic worshipers, even if you come under attack of the Negro Nazi, Islam, even if you come under attack of witchcraft workers, you must declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever platform God has given you, you must declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. What's your job? There are folks that are pressed and depressed by demonic force. Well, they come from a broken home. What are you going to do? The hour is late. It's now high time that we must arise and show the love of God. Jesus, in talking to Peter, he said, Simon Peter, lovest thou me? Simon Peter, lovest thou me? Simon Peter, lovest thou me? And the disciples, even when they was alive, they organized things for the poor and the destitute. When they was among us, they organized, not just preaching. Because you know, sometimes everybody just want to preach. Everybody want to get in the pulpit. Everybody want to tell the word of God. But one of the greatest witnesses you can have in the book of James, he said, what religion is this? When you look out to the fatherless, look out to those people that are near ahead. That's your religion. It was not just the pulpit, but you must now come out of your pretty robes. You must come out of your bishop college and go to these people. Help the poor and the destitute. Every church now must have a story. And when folks come, the drug addicts and the crackheads do not put financial money in their hands, but there must be a means to help them and bring them out of it. All foolishness now. Now, you get folks giving the children all the house of God, some of them that are corrupt, giving the children condoms and giving the children birth control pills. Foolishness that have arise even among the sons of God, the so-called sons of God. But I'm saying to you today, you must instruct the poor and the destitute in the way of God. This whole thing is about Jesus. This has nothing to do with us. And I keep telling people, you cannot be famous. We can never, ever be famous. We declared in the word, less of us, more of him. Less of us, more of it. Less of us, more of him. The less we got of us, the more of him will come. Then we'll see and be inspired. Just like we have been inspired by others. We didn't just come this way. I told you on many occasions on this live, I said I was not saved. I was not looking for Jesus. I told you that. I had nothing to do with Jesus. In fact, I told Jesus, I said, Jesus, when I become rich, then I will serve you. I said, when I feel I get enough, then I come unto you. But I'm telling you, by the grace of God, just like Jonah, I died in 1987 and went down into the belly of hell. And the only thing brought me back was when I called the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I know you don't want me to go like this. And when he put me back on the head, I went back selling drugs. But God wasn't finished with me yet. Just like Jonah sent a preacher. Lay down some. And the preacher came to me, and he began to talk to me about the gospel. direction on the life. And when he spoke the word, I was in the house of God. And God spoke to me right there and said, you, when you saw the doctors and said that he was on your way to hell. 1987. Folks, listen to me tonight. If a man came to me when I was in my state where I thought I was rich because I had money, but in my state I lacked God because he said, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world? And it's so sad. You see executives, you see presidents of major corporations, CEOs that have major corporations, and the day of their death, there's no one can put a dollar in the grave. We have seen the pharaohs that were at us for thousands of years ago. They built big old pyramids out in the deserts, in Egypt, in Memphis, and when they died, they packed everything in the grave, including people that were alive. But what has happened today? To this very day, grave robbers have robbed their grave because their faith and their trust was not gone, and they did not turn to God. We see it even in Red China. We see it even in Japan. In His Majesty's. In the Ming Dynasty, they build big old pyramids and bathed themselves in it. But what happened to them at the end? Their physical body in the grave, but their souls are in the belly of hell because they did not lend to the poor. I'm saying to you tonight, people of God around the world, please, please, please remember the poor. Please, please, please remember the poor. God bless you on tonight. God bless you and remember the poor. God bless you. God bless you on tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cover these people now, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will put in them, Lord, compassion for the poor. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that even as they sit in their homes, as they sit in their churches now, that they will set up storehouses. I decree it for them. Even in their pantries, that they will set up storehouses to help the poor and the destitute. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that even the churches will now turn around, oh God, instead of selling food, that, oh God, that on Sunday morning that they will feed the poor and the destitute. God, I pray that they will set up just like the stores, Lean Brian. God, that they will set up like Ross and Jackie Betty. God, shops, oh God, that will give clothes to the poor. I decree in the churches. I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will have supply of water for the poor. They won't get a hurricane, a natural disaster come, but I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will do it now, that the poor will be blessed. I decree it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight, people of God. Have we not heard, amen, Jesus, how to be blessed on tonight? Amen. Have we not heard, people of God? And as we look around, we can see that the need is great. Glory to God. We can see that the need is great. Glory be to God. But we thank God on tonight for this word. Amen. Coming to put us in remembrance. Glory to God of how to be blessed. Amen. And I thank God for the word. Amen. Even as the man of God began to declare, amen, Jesus, people put their money in a lot of things. Amen, Jesus. But by the word of God, amen, he declared it on tonight to help us to get our focus right. Help us to see how to be blessed. Amen. Just as Jesus did when he walked on the earth. Glory be to God. Amen. And people of God, we must do likewise. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. We know the enemy didn't want this word to go forth. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, we heard it tonight. We heard it tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. This is your way out. Amen. This is your way through.
Amen. Glory be to God. And I believe this word. Amen. Glory to God. And I believe. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, again, there's so much to be done. So much to be done, people of God. As the man of God say, amen. This is not about stardom. Amen. It's not about doing it. Glory to God. Putting it all out there. Glory be to God. But even in secret, amen, there's so much that we can do. So much, amen. Some of our, glory to God, closets are running over. Running over. Glory be to God. Amen. Why don't you be led? Why don't you be led and bless somebody? Amen. Take God at his word. Glory to God. This word declared unto us on tonight. Amen. Not just listen at this word, glory to God, but just move in it. Amen. Move, amen, in the spirit of this word, glory to God, and let us watch God perform his word unto us, his people, on tonight. Amen. Men of God given us many examples in the word, many examples in the word. Glory be to God. And people of God, we know God's word can't lie. Amen, Jesus. The examples that have been set before us, glory be to God. And people of God, all we got to do is walk therein. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm encouraged on tonight to make investment. Make an investment. Make investments. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God unto those that are less fortunate on tonight. And let us watch God. Amen. Let us watch him multiply us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let him watch us. Glory to God. Breathe upon us. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for this word on tonight. Again, amen, Jesus. We know the enemy didn't want this word to come forth. Glory to God. But we have heard it tonight. Amen. In our very hearing, we've heard it tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, let's walk in it. Let's walk in it and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen, man of God, for this word on tonight. Glory to God. We want to ask you on tonight, amen, perhaps there may be some, glory to God, that are on the line, glory to God, that have heard this word. Perhaps their hearts were pricked on tonight. Glory to God. First of all, amen, Jesus, perhaps, amen, not saved. Glory to God. They may be in that number of the ones as you begin to declare, amen, those that are, amen, in the nursing homes or those that are, amen, in positions and situations. Glory to God. Perhaps they never heard this gospel declared, this gospel of salvation. Amen. We want to ask you if you make the call to salvation. Glory to God, and man of God, if there's any prayer request on tonight, amen, if yes, you would open the line for the people of God.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Anyone tonight? Anyone tonight have a prayer request? Amen, Jesus, a family member, someone on drugs, whatever it is. Even if they have COVID, the Lord can heal. You got to believe.
Yes.
And he said, none of the disease of the Egyptian shall he allow to stick upon you. I can
Amen.
Tell you by the grace of God, God has been good to us here in the Bahamas.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, man of God. I enjoyed the word. This is Sister Packer, Janie, asking prayer for my niece to get off the drugs and my grandson. And I'm also asking prayer for myself. Amen. That I'll be one of the laborers that he'll send out in the vineyard. Amen. That I may be a soul winner. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed the word.
Almighty God, we pray, oh God, even for this woman, oh God, even now for her niece. God, I know because you have done it for me. God, even though in the days of old, when I was selling drugs, God, I became on the drug. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch, oh God, even this woman niece by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, wherever that child is, I pray in the name of Jesus that the angel of Almighty God will move even now, oh God, and heal and deliver that. I bind the will of the enemy. I come against that drug addiction by the power of the Holy Ghost. I send it back to the pits of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And I set her free now. I break the chain of addiction from off her life by the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the banner over her will be love, oh God, praise, and salvation.
I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even the flavor for the drugs will become bitter within our throat. And that she will say, I no longer can live in such a place. And she will repent.
Oh, yeah.
I decree it now by the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
And pray for me, man of God, Sister Packer. Pray. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen, Jesus. I pray for Sister Packer. Lord, God Almighty, even now, by the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would touch her, oh God, even by the power of the Holy Ghost. Almighty God, on tonight, wherever she is, oh God, around the world, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your presence, oh God, and your anointing will rest upon her in the name of Jesus. I bind the will of the enemy against her life. God, even those that plot, oh God, and plan against her, I send it back to the pits of hell. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will expose the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, I bind every sickness and every disease. I come against every crump. I come against every pain in the mighty name of Jesus. I send it back to the pits of hell by the mighty name of Jesus. And mighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will open the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour the blessing. God, that you will have enough, oh God, to remember the poor and the destitute. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that even among her family members, God, that you will give to them, that you will cook meals after meal for the poor and the destitute. Create now by apostolic authority in Jesus' name for Sister Papa. In Jesus' name. And I thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Papa.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hi, this is Clarissa Johnson. I would like to get prayer for myself. I've been having some stomach issues for the past 4 days. And just strength to go through these trials and tribulations that I've been going through. Strength to endure to the end.
Amen, Jesus. Ms. Johnson, before I pray for you, I want to give you a living testimony. I know we only have much time on this. Just said to me many years ago that I had ulcers, and I wasn't going to be able to eat anything pepper or anything with sour. And I'm going to tell you tonight that God is a healer. I had the pain in my stomach. And I'm telling you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe by faith on tonight, Sister Johnson, that the power of God is going to come upon you even on tonight. And I speak divine healing even in your stomach area. I curse every cell that is out of line. I command them in the name of Jesus Christ to line up by the power of the Holy Ghost. I regenerate your stomach now. In the mighty name of Jesus, even the acid of your stomach, I command it in the name of Jesus to line up by the power of the Holy Ghost. And mighty God, I pray for Sister Johnson now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind, oh God, even depression and oppression. I curse the spirits back to the pits of hell, and I bind you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I loose on her love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of Jesus that patient and long-suffering will rest upon her even now. The faith of God, I speak faith over her life in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for Sister Johnson. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Fan, and I'm asking for prayer for my daughter-in-law, who's in the hospital and not doing that well. She has, well, the doctor says she has COVID and pneumonia, and I'm just praying that God give her a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Mighty God. Mighty God, I pray, oh God, now for this woman of God. I pray, oh God, for her daughter by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, you declared in your word that if we walk upright, that none of the disease of the Egyptian shall come upon us. You declared in your word that the Lord our God is our healer. You declared, oh God, in your word that, oh God, that Raphael can heal us. And I pray, oh God, that on tonight, that you'll move by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, even in the hospital bed. God, I command in the mighty name of Jesus that her lungs will light up by the power of the Holy Ghost. I curse, oh God, even the mucus. I send it back to the pits of hell. I command it in the name of Jesus to be flushed out of her body by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of Jesus, wherever she lie now, I speak life by the power in the mighty name of Jesus. I call her back in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that she will rise up off that bed and be a living testimony. And God, even as she lay there, oh God, that you will visit her, give her visions and dreams, that she will understand that thou, oh God, rule in the kingdom of man. And I speak life over her now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're able to do all things, God, but faith. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Speak it now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, the begin. Dorobo shon derebasat dorobo unerebekan dorobo. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the mighty name of Jesus, I speak it now, Lord. Life, life.
Yes.
Name of Jesus, I speak life into these people, God, that they will not let the fears of life overtake their life, but I speak life. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, God. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else, people of God, anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Desiring prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God, man. Praise God, there's no one platform.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everybody on tonight. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I decree it now. Blessings of Almighty God. In Jesus'
God.
Name. In Jesus'
God.
Name. Even the wealth of the Chinese. Even the wealth of the Chinese. I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the wealth of the Chinese in every nation and the wealth of the Russians will come unto the people of God. Wherever they are, in every nation, I decree in the name of Jesus. Wealth of the Chinese, come to the people of God. In Jesus' name. The arms of the wicked, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. We give God thanks again. We give God praise on tonight, people of God, for this word, for this word, for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. This word, glory be to God. Amen. These blessings, amen, of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen. Glory to God, because we give, amen, lend, amen, Jesus, to the poor. Amen. We give to the poor. Amen, Jesus. And let me tell you something, people of God. The Lord will bless you back. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Glory be to God. It's simple as the man of God. Man of God, as you said, amen, it's simple. Amen. But the enemy has come, glory to God, to so much as that the enemy brings to try to cloud the mind, amen, cloud the thought processes, glory to God, but just the simple things, glory to God, that we overlook, that the enemy tends to try to overshadow. But we thank God tonight that he has come and he's brought the light. Hallelujah. He shed light on the world. Thank you. Glory to God. Hey, Shalabagobosha.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Glory,
glory
to God.
The Most High. Glory to
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna to the King
yes,
of Kings.
Yes,
the Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Joy to the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. Will
Jesus,
you do it tonight? Do it, people of God. Will you do it? Just do it. Amen. Just do it. Glory to God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Take this word and move in it. Amen. And let us watch God. Amen. And we're thanking him in advance for the testimonies. We're thanking him in advance for the testimonies that will come out of this word. Amen. So, people of God, listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, you can get a copy. We'll send it directly to your phone so that you can send it. You can send it, amen, and the word is traveling. The word is traveling,
yes.
Amen. That's how we're in 48
Jesus,
countries
Jesus.
Now. Somebody's listening,
yes.
Amen, at this word. So we thank God for you. Listen, we can send a copy to your phone. All you have to do is text 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As we said, when you get something good, you don't want to keep it to yourself. This word is good. Amen. It's good to you. Amen. It's good for you. Amen. So get this word and send it, people of God. Listen to it over and over. Amen. Jesus, listen to it over and over. Let it just listen. Let the word just rest in you richly. Amen. Glory be to God. Let it lead you. Let it guide you. Be a light and a lamp. Amen. And if you do it, if you obey, amen, willing and obedient, amen, we're going to see the fruit and we'll eat the good of the land. Amen. Listen as well, people of God, you can, for our international listeners, amen, Jesus, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Also, you can reach out to us via our PNN Messenger. Amen, Jesus. If you would like to have a copy, glory to God, we'll certainly send it to you. Or, amen, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page, glory to God, and just listen to the broadcast. Amen. As often as you like. Amen. Listen, when you listen to it, tag somebody. Send it to somebody in their messenger. Tag somebody on their page. Amen, Jesus, so that they can be blessed. Amen, because the world needs to be put in remembrance. Amen. Glory to God. The world needs to be put in remembrance. Amen, Jesus. How to invest. Amen. Where to invest. And that we can get a great return, an abundant return. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We praise God again for you, man of God. Thank God for the solo. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for Bahamas in the house. Hallelujah. We just
amen.
Give God
amen.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen, Jesus. And we're going to bring, amen, Jesus, bring Minister Emmanuel back. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. To pray the blessing. To pray the blessing upon you on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to
amen.
God. Glory to God. Minister Emmanuel. Glory to God. Amen. Yes.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen for the word of God. Very inspiring word. Amen. This word of God should motivate each and every one of us to get out of our comfort zone and go, amen, and see about the needy and the poor, amen, because the Lord said, when you did it unto them, you did it unto me. Amen. We truly thank God for the word of God, man of God. And as for today, we just want to pray the prayer of faith and the blessing over you this night. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you for your anointed one. Father God, we thank you for the word, oh God, that have proceeded out of the mouth of God and come into the ears of your people. Father God, we pray that your word will take root into our heart. Oh God, that we may apply the word and live by your word and do just as your word say do. Father God, we pray that you will go where you, we know that you are already there, but we pray that you will go, oh God, and bless the man of God, bless his home, bless his family, bless his ministry, God. Oh God, we pray that you open up doors for him that no man can shut. We pray, oh God, for a fresh anointing. We pray that you will breathe on him right now. We pray that you will touch his body, deposit back into him everything that was withdrawn into in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send restoration unto him. Oh, God, restore his strength. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for a double portion of thy spirit. Oh, God, have your way in his life, God. We pray for elevation tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, deeper depth and higher height. Oh, God, help him right now, God. Oh, God, to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray you get the glory even out of his life. Father God, we pray that you will bless his home, bless his family, bless his companion, bless the fruit of his body. Oh, God, bless his going out, bless his coming in. Whatsoever he do, God, let it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, set your approval upon it right now. We pray this prayer. We believe you. Oh, God, we know that you're a man of your word. You cannot and you will not lie. Oh, God, but you will perform everything that you said in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. This prayer we pray, we count it done, and we thank you by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you, man of God. We thank God for you this night. God bless you.
God bless you, son.
Amen. 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 We're excited. Amen. Jesus always excited. Amen. To have the man of God. Amen. To have Bahamas in the house. Glory to God. Always excited.
Bless you. Amen.
Man of God, such a profound word on tonight. A simple word, but profound word. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. When the Lord upon it, glory to God. It's profound.
Amen.
So we thank God for his fresh breath on tonight. Amen. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Listen, people of God, we're excited because we just believe, amen, when all of this COVID blows over, amen, Jesus, we got to travel, amen, to meet some of these men and women of God that are coming
amen.
To this prayer.
Amen.
Listen, we want to put the word out there. We coming. PNN yeah. coming to the bottom.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. We just want to put it out there. We want to put it out there. Amen. We yeah. just believe it of God. Amen. Concerning us. Amen. God bless you, man of yeah. God. We're going to release the platform back to you. Amen. For other remarks. Amen. Jesus. Glory to
yeah.
God. So if you would. I know you all have a social media presence. If you want to put that out there, amen, so that our
amen.
Listeners, Jesus, can reach out to you, plug into
amen.
You, tap into, amen, things that you have going on over there. So if
amen.
You just put that out there, and then you have the final marks, and if you just bless the line, amen, Jesus. God bless you. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, everyone that is listening around the world and every nation upon the face of the earth. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes
yeah.
we don't get to go to this nation, but we know that if we hear, then whatever we hear, they will hear. Amen. And I bless
mm-hmm.
God. I just want to let you know we're here in the Bahamas. And amen, Jesus. Truly, we have a program by my wife. Amen. I bless God for a great woman of God, an evangelist. Amen. Assistant Pastor Michelle Moore. She has a program that comes on Facebook. She ain't set up on YouTube yet, but it's on Facebook. Amen, Jesus. It's under her name, Michelle Mott. And it's also called Breaking Barriers. Every Wednesday at 12 noon. Wednesday at 12 noon. Her name is Michelle Mott. That's M-O-T-T, like the apple juice. But every 12 o'clock on Wednesday, she's live on the air. Amen, Jesus. Rain or shine, even if hurricane coming. She will declare the glory of God. Amen. And I bless God for her, a great woman of God. Amen, Jesus. And at the church, amen, Jesus, we're doing great things. Amen. Jesus, let you know by way of announcement. Amen. On the 5th of February, amen, we're having a massive feeding program for the poor and the destitute. Because like I said to you folks, I know from whence I came, and I believe in the poor and the destitute. One of the greatest ways we can share and be an encouragement to others is to feed the poor and the destitute. And I know, like I've said earlier, not all the time everyone can do it. But if you can just minister to someone, whether they be incarcerated, in prison, wherever they are, but it's an encouragement word that you will share the word of God. And also to the young lady that you hear on tonight that sing, amen, Jesus, her name is Tanique Mott. Amen, Jesus, that's my son's wife, Joshua Mott. Amen, Jesus. So whenever, amen, Jesus, Pastor, Minister Bradley, whenever you need her, just let us know. Get her the plug in, okay. Amen, Jesus, that she can sing to the glory of God. And folks, I'm telling you, you can also go on the page. I'm telling you, this young lady is anointed and appointed by Almighty God. And I'm telling you, when she sings, there's an angelical voice, and also there's a group of sisters and brothers, and the whole family, in fact, her father, I mean, I don't want to go this far, but her father is a bishop and her mother is a minister. So the whole family is nothing but Jesus. And that's the key to our life. The whole thing must be about Jesus. This has nothing to do about us. It is about Jesus. So our whole family, her name is Tanique Mott. You can just go on Facebook. And I'm telling you, when you hear her, you will be inspired because she is anointed. And the organ that you hear, that is my son Joshua, amen, Jesus, a son of God, that was come from the loins of the prophet, amen, Jesus, amen, a prophet, apostle, Dr. S.D. James. So from he was a baby, he was anointed and appointed by God to do his will. And I bless God for him. Truly, God is doing great things in the Bahamas. And in my closing, I want to say to you all over the world, our slogan in the Bahamas, it is beyond the Bahamas. But I don't want you to just hear it. I want you to come here. Please, when this pandemic is over, which is soon, I want you to come to the Bahamas so that you can be a witness. Amen. That it is better in terms of sand and truth in the Bahamas. And we love you wherever you are around the world. We send a vision of God love to say we love you. We love you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you on tonight and have a wonderful night in Jesus' name. Love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And just cover us in prayer, man of God.
Amen. Amen. Let's close with prayer. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this people in every nation. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Spirit of Almighty God will move, oh God, for the people of God. God, everyone that has heard the word of God on tonight, I pray, oh God, that they will be inspired, oh God, to help the poor and the destitute. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that like I said, even in every church, oh God, instead of just sound system, God, that you will set up, oh God, a pantry, oh God, a storehouse, that there will be a blessing to the poor and the destitute. And God, I pray on tonight for every man and every woman of God around the world, God, that you will move by your spirit, do a new thing in their life. God, as we're about to close it on tonight, bless them by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you now in Jesus' name. God bless you on tonight. And I love you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again, man of God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Listen, go in peace. Amen. That concludes tonight's broadcast. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.